Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 11th of August. The UK's British Retail Consortium released their retail sales data overnight. It is a survey, so there should be no attempt to interpret the data with any degree of precision. But it shows rising retail sales in July, which is fairly obvious. The pattern of retail sales is probably fairly accurate, in as much as the survey is likely to be reasonably consistently inaccurate across the different sectors. That pattern is showing that as British people left lockdown, they started to spend their accumulated savings, and they spent these savings on consumer durable goods like home furnishings and electronics. This is exactly what we had expected to see. The savings are being treated as a windfall gain, and as with other unexpected and sudden increases in savings, like tax rebates, the instinct is to spend in one-off purchases. Fear of unemployment, or the consequences of unemployment, is one of the things that may slow consumers' inclination to spend savings. The UK labour market data for June suggested a 3.9% unemployment rate. The range of forecasts was 3.9% to 6%, so this would seem to be a good number from the perspectives of the macroeconomy. Of course, the UK government's furlough scheme, like those of Europe, is preventing unemployment from soaring in the way that it did in the United States. However, unlike Europe, the UK will be scaling back its furlough scheme in the coming months. The UK will therefore be an interesting test case for the extent of structural damage that has been done by the lockdown episode. From the glittering wonder that is the euro, we get the ZEW sentiment opinion poll of economists for Germany and the wider euro area. Normally, of course, the views of many economists would be something to revere and delight in. Unfortunately, the quickest of glances at the consensus ranges for any economic data suggests that there is a problem at the moment. The consensus ranges are ridiculously wide, which hints at the fact that economists may not be entirely certain what is happening at the moment. This perhaps lessens the value of the ZEW survey. From the US, we have the release of producer price inflation. This is a far better indication of corporate pricing power than is consumer price inflation. Companies sell to other companies, not to consumers, in the main. There might be some interest in the detail to see whether companies are exploiting the increase in demand in the economic bounce back phase to then raise prices. It seems unlikely that companies will go down the route of raising prices on the back of temporary demand. US firms were reluctant to pass on US President Trump's trade taxes last year, for example, suggesting that the desire to maintain customer loyalty will triumph over any desire to exploit a short-term demand surge. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.